Today's Amud is Megillah Yudzayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on to Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, the end of the line, Amar Rav. So the last thing the Gemara mentioned is the fact that Talmud Torah is greater even than Atzalos Nefashos. We proved it from Mordechai, that Gadol Talmud Torah Yaiser Me Atzalos Nefashos. So on that note now, says the Gemara, Amar Rav, V'itema Rav Shmuel Bar Marta, that Gadol Talmud Torah Yaiser Mi Binyan Beis HaMikdash. A person has an option, should he rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? Should he learn Torah? So it's better to learn Torah. Torah is greater than the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Shekol Zman Shebaruch Ben Neriah Kayim. We see this from Ezra. So long as Baruch Ben Neriah, who was one of the great sages of Bavel, and he was very old at the time of the Binyan Bayasheni, he was too old to make the trip up to Yerushalayim. So long as he was alive and he had to remain in Bavel, lo yehenichay Ezra va'ala. So Ezra also wasn't Eileb. Bizman binyan bayasheni, Ezra wasn't there. Ezra stayed back in Bavel together with his Rebbe, together with Baruch ben Neriah. So you see, he held that it was more important, Talmud Torah, to learn from his Rebbe, to learn from Baruch ben Neriah, than it was to go up to Yerushalayim and be Isaac in the binyan bayasheni. Eventually, after Baruch ben Neriah was Nifter, so that's when Ezra ultimately was Eile to Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash had already been built, but Ezra was very instrumental in really setting the tone. He made the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, he gathered 120 different Chachamim and formed the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, they made our Nusach of Davening, which we're going to discuss later in the next parak. But he waited until Baruch ben Neriah was Nifter, because Gadol Talmud Torah Yoyser Mibinin Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Martog, that Gadol Talmud Torah Yoyser Mikibud Aveim. Another halacha, that Talmud Torah is so great, it's even greater than the mitzvah of Kibud Aveim. And this is now going to take us until the end of the parak. Says the Gemara, what's the makar? How do we know that Talmud Torah is even greater than Kibud Aveim? Shekol Eisan Shanim Shahaya Yaakov Avinu Bebeis Ever Loi Nenash. We find that Yaakov Avinu, all the 14 years that he spent learning in Beis Ever, Shem had already been Nifter, so that's why it's not called the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever. At this point it was just the Yeshiva of Ever, but all those 14 years that Yaakov spent learning in the Yeshiva of Ever away from his parents, so Lai Nenash, he wasn't punished. And now we're going to spend the rest of this parak proving this point. First of all, the fact that Yaakov Avinu spent 14 years in the Yeshiva of Ever, and then going on to prove that he wasn't punished for those 14 years. So first, how do we know that Yaakov Avinu spent 14 years in Beis Ever? Da Amar Mar? Mar said that Lama Nimnu Shneisav Shel Yishmael. Why is it that the Torah records for us and tells us how old Yishmael was when he died? Kedei Liyaches Behen Shneisav Shel Yaakov, because we could use that number to help us figure out the years of Yaakov. Dechsev, the pasuk says regarding Yishmael, it says Ve'ela Shnei Chay Yishmael Maas Shana Ushleishim Shana V'Sheva Shanim, that Yishmael died at the age of 137. And Kama Kashish Yishmael mi Yitzchak, we know that how much older was Yishmael than Yitzchak. He was Arbeisar Shnin, he was 14 years older than Yitzchak. The Chziv, as the Pasuk says, V'Avram ben Shmoinim Shana V'Shei Shanim Beledes Hagaras Yishmael. We know that Avram was 86 years old when Yishmael was born. And the Pasuk says that Beledes Hagaras Yishmael Avram. Uksiv, in the pasuk says, "Va'Avram ben Ma'as Shana Behivali Loyes Yitzchak Benai." That he was 100 years old when Yitzchak was born. So you see that Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. Now, Uksiv, the pasuk says, "By Yitzchak," it says that "VaYitzchak ben Shishim Shana Beledes Esav." That when Yitzchak had Yaakov and Esav, when he had them, he was 60 years old. He was ben Shishim Shana. So that means Bar Kama Havi Yishmael Ki Isyalid Yaakov. How old was Yishmael when Yaakov was born? It's very simple. If Yitzchak was 60 and Yishmael was 14 years older, so Yishmael was Bar Shivim V'Arba. He was 74 years old. that Yishmael was 74 years old when Yaakov Avinu was born. Now, kama paishan mishnei, so how many years were left of Yishmael's life when Yaakov Avinu was born? If Yishmael was 74 at the time, and he only lived to be 137, so 137 minus 74, don't worry if you can't do the math, says the Gemara, it's shishin utlas, it's 63. So that means, when Yaakov was 63 years old, that's when Yishmael died. Yishmael died when Yaakov was 63. And says the Gemara, we have a braisa, which says it explicitly, the Tanya we learned in the braisa, that haya Yaakov Avinu b'shashin is barich mi'aviv ben shishin, that when Yaakov Avinu got the brachas from Yitzchak, so he was 63 years old, Ubay Beperek Meis Yishmael, and it was during that time that Yishmael died. As the pasuk says, Vayar Yesav ki Beirach, that Esav sees that Yaakov got the brachas, and then the pasuk says, Vayelach Esav el Yishmael, that Esav went to Yishmael, Vayikach es Machlas Bas Yishmael, Achleis Nevayos. And he married Machlas, who was the daughter of Yishmael, and the sister of Nevayos. Now the question is Mimashma Shanemar Bas Yishmael, Eini Idea She Achis Nevayos? Once the Torah tells me that he married the daughter of Yishmael, so that means I know that Machlas was the sister of Nevayos. You learn Shnai Mikra, you see that Yishmael had a daughter Nevayos, he had a daughter Machlas. So if Esav married Machlas, who's the daughter of Yishmael, it means by definition I know that she was the sister of Nevayos. So why is the Torah specifying Achas Nevayos? Melamed Shekitsha Yishmael Umes. That what happened was is Yishmael married off Machlas, and then Yishmael died. He never was able to be there for the Nisuan. And therefore, Nevayos, who was Machlas' sister, had to finish off the marriage. She's the one who ultimately had to carry out the Nisuan with Machlas. So you see from here that Yishmael died at that time that Yaakov Avinu took the brachas, which is when Yaakov Avinu was 63. So now says the Gemara that Shisin Utlas, Yaakov was 63 at the time, and then V'arbeisar ad misyalid Yosef, and then if you say that right then and there he went to Beis Lavan, and we know that he worked in Beis Lavan for 14 years until he had Yosef, so it should come out that at that point when Yosef is born, Yaakov should be 77, Hashivin V'shiva, Yaakov should be 77, 63, plus 14 is 77. Uksiv in the pasuk says that v'Yosef ben shloishim shana ba'amdei lifnei Paray. That when Yosef first arrived by Paray, he was 30 years old, and that would mean hamea v'sheva. I mean, this is when Yosef was taken out of jail. So Yosef was 30 years old. So hamea v'sheva. That means Yaakov Avinu at the time must have been 107, because he was 77 when Yosef was born. Then there was the Shev Disava. There were 7 years of plenty in Mitzrayim. Utarti de Kafna. And then 2 years into the famine years, Hamea Vishisar, it should come out that 2 years into the famine years, Yaakov was 116 years old. If he was 107 when Yosef, when the years of plenty started, plus these 9 years, seven of plenty, two of famine, so 107 plus 9 is 116. Uksiv, and at that point, at the second year of the famine, that's when Yaakov then makes his way to Mitzrayim. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, "Vayomer Paro el Yaakov." The Paro says to Yaakov, "Kama yemesh nechayecha? How old are you?" I guess it wasn't too personal of a question back then. Vayomer Yaakov, and Yaakov responds, "Vayomer Yaakov el Paro yemesh nemigurei ishleishim umaashana." That he says, "I'm 130 years old." Ask the Gemara, what was Yaakov lying about his age? Was he trying to buy some alcohol, pretending he was older than he was? Meushisar Havian. He was only 116. Why is he lying? Why is he saying he was 130? Why is he adding 14 years? Elishmamina, Arba Esra Shnin, Dehava Bebe Saver, Loi Chashavlahu. You see, it must be that there was 14 years that he was in the Bebe Saver that the Pasuk doesn't include. We don't see anything about those 14 years, but there's a missing 14 years. It must be that he spent 14 years in the Bebe Saver. So it comes out, just to sum everything up, that we used the lifetime of Yishmael to prove that Yaakov was 63 years old when he got the brachas from Yitzchak. before he ran to Haran. And using that, we were able to know that Yaakov Avinu, what should have been only 116 when he got to Paray, the Pasuk says that he said he was 130, that means we're missing 14 years, that's how we proved, so we used Yishmael to ultimately prove that Yaakov spent 14 years in the Beis Aver. And says the Gemara that this is really explicit in the Braisa, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Haya Yaakov Beis Aver Mutman Arba Esrei Shana, that Yaakov Avinu spent 14 years engrossed in learning in the Beis Aver. Aver Meis La'achar Sheyared Yaakov Avinu La'aram Na'arayim Shtei Shanim. Aver was eventually, he was Nifter 2 years after Yaakov got to Beis Laban, and Yatza Misham, but Yaakov, when he left, and Yaakov left the Beis Aver, Ubalei L'aram Naharayim, he went to the Beis Laban, and Nimsa Kesha'amad Ala Be'er, so it comes out now, if we know that Yaakov was 63 years old, when he got the brachas from Yitzchak, and he spent 14 years in the Beis Aver, he was Yatza Misham Ubalei L'aram Naharayim, after those 14 years, he was 63, spent 14 years in the Beis Aver. That's when he got to Beis Lavan. Nimtza kesha'amad ala be'er, he was ben shivim v'sheva shana. It comes out that when he got to the Beis Lavan, when he first met Rachel by the be'er, he was 77 years old. 63 when he got to Brachas, 14 years by Beis Aver, a total of 77 years old. So now we prove that Yaakov spent 14 years by the Beis Aver. Now how do we know that Yaakov Avinu wasn't punished for being there for those 14 years, even though he wasn't with his parents, he was, so to speak, being Mevatel Kibud Aveim? How do we see that Gadol Talmud Torah Yoiser Mikibud Aveim? Says the Gemara, Minalon Deloy Menash. How do we know that he wasn't punished for those 14 years? The Tanakh, we learned in the Braisa, that Nimtza Yosef Shapirish Me'aviv Esrim Ushtayim Shana, it comes out that Yosef was away from Yaakov in total for 22 years, it makes sense why the number was 22. It was because it was Kashem Shapirish Yaakov Avinu Me'aviv, because those were the amount of years that Yaakov was away from his parents. Yaakov was away from Yitzchak Avinu for 22 years. Now says the Gemara, the Yaakov Tlasen Ushisa Havyon, if you count the 14 years in the Beis Aver and the 20 years and the 22 years that he was by the Beis Lavan, so it was Tlasen Ushisa. It was 36 years. So how could the Gemara say that it was only 22? So Ella our base are to have a base aver like chashuv lahu. It must be because we could take out 14. Where are you taking out 14? The 14 years that Yaakov Avinu was the base aver, and that's why Yaakov was only punished for 22 years. Yosef was gone from him for 22 years, just like he was gone from his parents for 22 years. But the 14 that he was by the base aver, that doesn't go into the cheshbon because Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mikibud Aveim. Now just ask the Gemara. He wasn't by the base aver for 22 years. He was only in the Beis Lavan. Ask the Gemara, Saif Saif, the Beis Lavan Esrin Shnin Havyan. It was only for 20 years. It was 14 years that he was working for Leah and Rachel, and then there was 6 years after that that he was working with the Tzayin, so it's a total of 20 years. So he wasn't away from his father for 22 years, says the Gemara, Elamishom Dishtai Boorcha Tartin Shnen. On his way back home after those 20 years, you're right, he was only by the Beis Lavan for 20 years, but then on his way back home, it took him 2 years to get back home. He delayed a little bit. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Yatsa Meram Na'arayim Ubaloy Lesukais, he left Na'arayim. He left the Beis Lavan and he got to the city of Sukkos. Va'asa sham shmeina asar chaydesh. He stayed there for 18 months. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'Yaakov nasa Sukkosa v'even lebayis l'mekneihu asa Sukkos. You see, afterwards he went to Sukkos. Ube Beisel asa shisha chadashim. And then in Beisel he spent another 6 months. V'hikrav zvachim, and he brought some karbanos. 18 months and 6 months is a total of 24. Is a total of 2 years. That's how we get that Yaakov was gone for 22 years. But again, really it was 36, because it was the 14 years he was Beis Aver. Those 14 years he wasn't punished for, because Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mikibud Aveim Hajon Halach Megillah Nikris. Says the Mishnah now this parak is mostly going to be discussing the halachos of reading the Megillah. So now says the Mishnah that HaKayre Es HaMegillah L'mafreya, he's lo yatsa. A person who reads the Megillah backwards, he's not yatsa. For example, instead of reading Vayhi Bimei Achashverosh, he says Achashverosh Bimei Vayhi. So he reads it backwards, he reads it out of order. In such a case, he's not yatsa. You have to read it in order. Kara Al Peh, if a person reads the Megillah by heart, so or he's Kara Targum, he reads it in in Aramaic, or Bechol Lashon, or Kol Shekein, if he reads it in any other language besides Aramaic, he reads it in English, in German, in French, he reads it in some other language, so he's Lo Yatza. In such a case, he's not going to be Yitze. Avol Kairin Aisa, La Lei Azais Belaz. But to somebody who understands those languages, somebody who understands English, somebody who understands French or German, so then you could read it in those languages. Or Vahalayes Shashama Ashuris, or if you have somebody who understands other languages, but he hears it in Ashuris, means he hears it in Lashna Kaidash, so then he's going to be Yatza. Karase Rugen. If a person reads it and breaks, he reads a pasuk or part of a pasuk, and then he takes a break for a little bit, and then he finishes up the next pasuk, takes a break, he reads it just pieces by pieces, or he dozes off as he's listening or reading the Megillah. So the halacha is that he's Yatza. Hayakaisva darsha umagia. Let's say a person's reading the Megillah, but he's not really reading the Megillah it's not like he's in shul. He happens to be writing a Megillah on Purim, on Yadalit, on Tesvav. He happens to be writing a Megillah. So as he's writing it, he's saying the words, or darsha, he happens to be giving a drasha, and he's going through all the psuk in the Megillah, or quite the drasha. He goes through every single pasuk. Umagia, or he's going to look over, he's checking over a Megillah that was already written, he's making sure that there's no mistakes. So as he's going through it, he's reading the Megillah. So the halacha is as follows. Could he be yaitzei his mitzvah of Mikra Megillah through that reading? Says the Mishnah, depends. Im kivin liboy, he's yatza. Vim lav, lo yatza. If he has kavana while he's reading, in whichever way he is, because he's writing, darshaning, or editing, so in any case, if he's having kavana to also be yaitze the mitzvah, so then he's yaitze with that kriya, but if not, so then he's not yaitze. The question is that there's a machlekes of mitzvah srichas kavana. So if you hold that mitzvahs don't need kavana, so what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Why are you only yaitze if you have kavana? L'chayr, if you hold that mitzvahs don't need kavana, so you should be yaitze even if you don't have kavana. The Magen Mishnah in Megillah, in Perek Beis, halacha hey, the Magen Mishnah wants to say the chiddush that even according to the Man D'Amar who says that normally mitzvahs don't need kavana, Mikra Megillah needs kavana. Okay, different terutzim in the Rishonim. But that's the question on this line. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Haisa Ksuva Besam. If let's say the Megillah was written using Sam, a different type of ink, a yellow ink, ubesikra, a red ink, ubekumkum, ubekantum, or these other types of inks, al hanyar, where it's written on paper, pieces of grass that are like pushed in and melted together, valadaftera, or it's on a certain type of parchment, but it's apostle, it's not really fully processed, he wasn't ma'abed it in the golna juice. So in any of these cases, he's lo yatza. There's a halacha as to how the Megillah has to be written. It can't just be written with any sort of ink and any type of paper that a person wants. Achete ksuva ashuris ala sefer uvidyoy. It has to be written in ksav ashuris. It has to be written on a parchment, on klaf ala sefer. And it has to be written with dyoy, which is a certain type of black ink. So now, says the Gemara, going back to the first din of the Mishnah. The first din of the Mishnah, we said that if a person reads the Megillah out of order, so he's not Yaitze. Ask the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do we know that if a person reads the Megillah L'mafreya, that he's not Yaitze? Amar Rava d'Amar Kra, Kiksava Uchizmanam. The Megillah says that you're supposed to perform the mitzvahs, Kiksavam Uchizmanam. So we make a drasha from here, that Mazmanam L'mafreya Loi, just like time, it doesn't happen backwards. You're never going to have tesvav before yadalit. You know, dates don't just happen backwards. Afksavam l'mafrei alai. So too, when you read the Megillah, you're not allowed to read it backwards. You have to read it straightforward. Ask the Gemara, midi kriya ksiva acha? Is this pasuk even discussing the kriya samegillah? Asiya ksiva. This pasuk is describing the mitzvah hayayim of Purim. It's not describing mikra Megillah. It's describing the suda. Mishloach manais, matanasav yainim. The pasuk says, it says that you're supposed to keep these 2 days of Yadal and Tesvav as days of Mishnah and Simcha. That's what the pasuk is describing. It's describing the Asiyah. So how could you learn out from here a halacha about Mikra Megillah? The pasuk seems to be just telling us that the Asiyah has to be done in order. You can't do the Asiyah out of order. You can't do it early. You can't do it before Purim. If a person has Sudas Purim on Yud Gimel Adar or Yud Beis Adar, he's not Yaitzei. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Elamehacha. Rather, we know the halacha by Megillah that you can't read it out of order from the following. Because the pasuk says, So iskash zechira lasiya. We could compare the zechira, which is a reference to Mikra Megillah, to the asiya, to the sudas Purim, to the simcha of Purim. Ma'asiya l'mafreya loy. Just like the asiya, it can't be done early. You can't do those mitzvahs before Purim. Av zechira l'mafreya loy. So too the zechira itself, Mikra Megillah itself, you can't do it early. You can't read the words backwards. You can't do it out of order. You can't read Achashverosh b'mei vayhi. You have to read the whole thing in order. That's the makar for the first din of our Mishnah.